the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Hashtag Tequila Thursday version of the Feed the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we got a facial hair fracas on tap tonight between Gardner Minshew and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Of course, it's Jags. It's Dolphins in a game that in week three, we cherish. We treasure it. We will love it. But if it was like week 15, we'd be like, oh, really? This is the primetime game we get this week? So, Lundy, give me a pick against the spread. The Jags are laying 3. And give me a pick on the total, which is 48. I'm assuming you're going over and over again.
I am going over and over again, as we talked about on the Fantasy Football Hour television show, now available, by the way, to you at ftnfantasy.com.
Yep.
On demand. I'm absolutely on the overs, Brad. And in fact, earlier this week, I already popped the bet down, parlayed both of them together. I'm taking the Jags and giving up the points and taking the over in this one as well. I think we're going to see an offensive shootout in the non-Tom Brady-inclusive battle for Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's a point well taken. And, yeah, look, I'm with you. I'm not really touching the Jags on the -3, and I've seen it like -3.5 at some places. Ooh, the hooks frighten me. But I do love the over. Unfortunately, though, you and I are part of the public, and 76% of the public spread tickets right now are on the over. So that makes me a little bit leery. But I think it's going to be comfortably in the 50s, and I think it's going to be a shootout affair for the ages from a sports betting or a fantasy sports perspective. And look, if you want to get some action down on this Thursday night throwdown, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, you know, week 3, it's about to kick off, and DraftKings Sportsbook has got everything under the sun that you would possibly want to wager on, especially the player props, which we're going to get to here momentarily. And if you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? And look, if you're not really into football, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but maybe you're more into UFC, maybe you're into both, the same deal applies. You pick a fighter in the UFC 253 in MMA this weekend, and if that fighter wins, that $1 bet that you put down as a new user, you get $100 in return. It's really all that easy. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week 3, bet $1 on them, and if that team wins, you get $100 in return. That's $1 to win $100 when you use the promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's get to Tequila Thursday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start things off with a name that I did not expect to utter at any point this season, but here we are. Because his backfield's been a bit of a revolving door for the Miami Dolphins. But I am on the over 17.5 receiving yards, not for Matt Breida, obviously not for Jordan Howard, but for the former University of Washington Husky, Miles Gaskin. The odds there at -112 at DK Sportsbook. You know, Gaskin's been quite the revelation here in the early season. He's played 60.3% of Miami snaps with a 48.2 opportunity share percentage, a 3.94 yak per attempt. That's the 7th best mark among running backs through 2 weeks. Has forced a missed tackle right around 19% of the time. And he's been very slippery and consistent as a receiver. He's gone well over this number once against New England, 4 for 26 in week 1, and then last week on 7 targets, had 6 receptions and 36 yards against the Buffalo Bills. The Jags allowed 0 catches last week, but that was Tennessee. They don't throw the running back hardly ever, and Derrick Henry, it's football Frankenstein, smash, see hole, smash hole, left, right, up the middle. But remember back in week 1, all Indianapolis Colts rushers combined for 17 catches and 142 yards. Feel really warm and fuzzy about this over, Lundy. Seems like a low threshold to cross at 17.5 receiving yards for Mr. Gaskin. Fade or follow?
I will follow you on this one, but I think the interesting thing about the comparison to that Colts game when we talk about Phillip Rivers is, oh, he's getting the T-Rex arms, right? You know, I mean, he's, you know, he can only reach from where he sits to the steering wheel of his minivan to drive those kids around. He can't seem to reach any further than that. And I do actually believe that Fitzmagic will try to go down the field a little bit more, but 17.5 feels like a very doable number based on what he's done with the 62 combined yards receiving so far through the first two games. He also doesn't do this as, you know, tiny chunks. I mean, he had a 15-yard catch in week one, had a 13-yard catch in week two, so he can also turn these into first downs. So I feel like this 17.5, Brad, he may not even need the seven targets like he had last week. Yep. It may only take him three or four catches to get to that number, because as you said, he's slippery. So once he's got the ball, he's turning it into, on occasion, double-digit numbers. And so to me, this is an over that you can feel comfortable about. And again, a guy that we did not expect to talk about. Man, going from the University of Washington to South Beach, that had to be a shock.
Yeah, definitely increases the needs of certain levels of SPF. But yeah, make that money with Miles.
Number four.
All right, let's work in a touchdown scoring prop here from DraftKings Sportsbook. And I'm going to place my chips on DJ Chark at +135 to find the end zone. Look, he's been underutilized here in the early season, a player that's only seen 12.9% of the target share, and he's only accounted for 18.4% of the team's total air yards. But on the seven targets, he's caught all seven balls for 109 yards. He had a touchdown back in week one, very quiet week number two. But the biggest key here for DJ Chark's success, and I know he's been practicing on a limited basis, but he should be able to go without any inhibition tonight, a 10.3 ADOT, A, that's average depth of target, which is encouraging that the number's going to come, and B, no Byron Jones for the Miami Dolphins, and he's the top cover corner for this defense, and they've been ultra leaky even with him in uniform. So Chark's going to see a lot of Xavien Howard in coverage, who's given up a 117.9 passer rating, 1.50 yards per snap, and Miami as a collective has given up a colossal 10.5 pass yards per attempt. So Chark, I think he's going to surge past the 52.5 receiving yards total, and I think he's going to score a touchdown again at +135. Fade or follow me on a spike in the end zone for six for Mr. Chark.
Oh, absolutely. On a +135, I will take it. And the other thing about him, you talked about the seven targets. He's caught all seven of them. All seven of those, Brad, have also gone for first downs. I mean, this is a guy that Minshew can depend on when they need him, regardless of what the down and distance is, because Chark gets the job done. So, yes, I think he'll be heavily involved and take advantage of the injuries that they're dealing with in the secondary. And, look, the injuries there in the secondary is part of the reason why, rewind all the way back to the beginning of the podcast, that's why I said I'm taking the Jags minus the three, so I'll follow.
Hammerhead Shark!
Number three.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight prop of the day. And let's talk about James Robinson, 13.5 fantasy points. And if you want to get in on this line, whether you're over the under, go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com right now. Look, there's no Sharks. Well, there actually is a shark in the water, but there are no sharks in the waters of that website. You're not going against other humans that are stockpiling hundreds and hundreds of lineups in DFS. It's just you against the house, and it's picking more or less, whether it's on fantasy points, like with Mr. Robinson here, or it's on receiving yards, whether it's on passing touchdowns, whatever is your pleasure. They got it at MonkeyKnifeFight.com, and if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, as a new user, you sign up, you get a free $5 entry on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. So again, it's 13.5 fantasy points for the product out of Illinois State, undrafted rookie, and he's starting to meander down the path of other undrafted running backs of yesteryear who made noteworthy impacts in this game. Priest Holmes, Arian Foster, my boy Pierre Thomas, formerly the University of Illinois. But Robinson is the lion's share carrier. He's the workhorse in this backfield. Very impressive so far this season with a 3.88 yak per attempt. He's got 36 touches in two games, also top eight in total yards created. And you get this flimsy Miami front, Lundy. It's given up 4.81 yards per carry, 133 total yards per game, and a touchdown to opposing RBs. I think he crushes the over here. I think he finishes right around 80 to 90 combined yards and finds the end zone as well. Fade or follow me. And again, this is PPR scoring. The over 13.5 fantasy points for James Robinson.
This is nothing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
13.5? Oh, yeah. He's going to blow this number out of the water. I've got him in the end zone. So there's, you're going to chalk up six right there. Give him a couple of catches out of the backfield. Like you said, PPR scoring. So that chalks him up. Now maybe we're at 9 or 10. So, yeah, do I think he can get 40 yards, 50 yards, get me over 13.5? Oh, hell yes. Give me the over all day long at MKF with this one.
Ah, digging this one big time. I love all the props on James Robinson. Sign me up.
Number two.
All right, going back to DraftKings Sportsbook, let's work in a prop on Ryan Fitzpatrick. And it might be shocking to you. It has nothing to do with his arm. It has everything to do with his legs. 15.5 rush yards. And, of course, I'm taking the over in this one. Ryan Fitzpatrick is an opportunistic runner and a guy that can certainly get those chunk gains because he runs with reckless abandon. He doesn't care about life. He doesn't care about limb. He cares about getting first downs. In the first couple of games of the season, once he went over, he had 18 rush yards. And another contest, he only had 12. He went over this number five times in 2019. You look at what opposing quarterbacks have done so far in the early season. Rivers doesn't move. He's stationary in the pocket, so he didn't have any rushing yards of note. Tannehill last week against his Jacksonville Jaguars defense had 12 rushing yards, but he's not running as much or as often as we've seen here in the early going as we've seen previously, like last year. But Fitzpatrick, especially if Jacksonville gets a lead, they're going to drop back in coverage late in this game, and I could see him scrambling for around 20 to 25 yards. 15.5 at minus 112 in the over is low-hanging fruit. You got to pluck it with me, fade or follow.
This is a tough one. I'm going to follow you on this one, but I don't think he hits 20. I think he just barely crosses over this number. You're right. Tannehill last week going for a dozen and managing to move around a bit against Jacksonville. If they get that negative game script, which I do expect in this game, then yes, I think you can wind up seeing Fitzmagic being able to run for the yardage. The question, Brad, is does the beard slow him down?
It is because of physics, a lot of drag. That is
right.
An issue, but that's that beard.
The only concern.
But that beard has magical powers. Wave the wand, Fitzmagic.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on today's pod, Mike Gesicki, the pride of Penn State, 49.5 receiving yards. Of course, I'm taking the over. Again, it's over, over, and over again. That is the theme of the pod today. It's 49.5 receiving yards. It's way too low. I think this is going to be comfortably maybe in the 70s when it's all said and done. He's got 16 targets in two games. He went 3 for 30 week one against New England and then followed up last week with a masterpiece of 8 for 130 against the Buffalo Bills. He's accounted for 33.1% of the team's total air yards. He's number one at the tight end position in completed air yards at 10.0 yards per target mark, 14.5 yards per catch, 2.71 yards per route run, which is number five of the position. Doyle, get my office. Your boy got over this number against the Jags in week one. And Jonnu Smith, who was of a similar athletic build as Mike Gesicki, he crushed this over a week ago. And hell, Anthony Frisker nearly got there. Four catches for 45 yards for the Tennessee Titans backup tight end. So Gesicki, who is the primary slot receiver in this offense, I think he goes berserk tonight, Lundy. As we mentioned previously, especially if Miami is chasing that scoreboard. Fade or follow me. A little heavy juice here on the over at minus 130 at 49.5 receiving yards for Mike Gesicki.
hey, I don't like the juice, but when I feel confident about it, I'll play that way. So let's take a long sip of that juice and go over. I think he gets over the 49.5 mark. I mean, look, you think this guy's happy that Adam Gase isn't in Miami anymore? Because looking at what he was able to do in Chan Gailey's offense this past weekend, I think he's realized how he can be utilized, and we're seeing a lot more of what he used to look like when he came out of Penn State. So this is the guy that I think we all expected to be a part of this offense. He's a great athlete, a great receiver. As you said, put him in the slot, have some fun with him. And after seeing what they did with Jonnu Smith last week, yes, I think Gesicki, by the time this is all done, winds up landing around 75 yards, might even find a chance to spike the ball.
Gargle that juice all day long, baby. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Check out Lundy and I on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Please drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Unveiling a ton of new tools this week. Another new one coming out today. Really excited about that. Check it out again at one of those three websites and use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. To get 10% off your subscription today. Until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.